AI. So here's a question nobody's asking out loud, but everybody's thinking, what actually happens when you feed your customer's most sensitive data into an AI model and something goes wrong? Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. And this one is genuinely fascinating to me because it's about a company that figured out something most of the AI industry is still pretending isn't a problem. The company is called Skyflow, and their whole pitch is basically this. The way most AI systems are built right now is a disaster waiting to happen. AI, you've got enterprises, banks, hospitals, insurance companies feeding raw, sensitive customer data directly into AI models. Social security numbers, credit card details, medical histories, just in there, floating around in the model's context window, getting processed, getting logged, potentially getting leaked. Skyflow looked at that and said, what if we just didn't do that? Here's how it works. Instead of giving your AI model the actual sensitive data, you store all of that in what they call a privacy vault. The model never sees the real numbers. It sees tokens, placeholder AI, and if it needs to do something with that data, say process a credit card dispute, the vault handles the actual sensitive operation behind the scenes under strict access controls with a full audit trail. Here's where it gets interesting. They partnered with Visa and integrated with ServiceNow. So we're talking about real enterprise workflows, not a demo. A bank's AI copilot can now automate a credit card dispute without the model ever actually seeing your card number. That's kind of remarkable when you think about it. AI, and the deeper insight here is this. Skyflow isn't positioning itself as a security tool. They're positioning themselves as core infrastructure for the modern AI data stack. The same way you wouldn't build a product without a database, they're arguing you shouldn't build an AI product without a data vault. Snowflake apparently is making a similar bet, treating data and AI as the same platform, with privacy and access controls baked in from the start. My take? I think this is one of those moments where a company has correctly identified a problem before the lawsuit starts. AI. Because right now, most AI products are collecting way more data than they need, storing it in ways that would make a compliance lawyer cry, and hoping nothing goes wrong. Skyflow is betting that hope is not a strategy, and honestly, they're probably right. But here's the thing, while everyone was watching the infrastructure layer, something else was happening quietly, and it involves the people who write the checks, the top venture firms, A16Z, Sequoia, Lightspeed, Khosla, have apparently started doing something new in their due diligence process. AI, before they fund an AI company, now they're explicitly asking, what's your data privacy plan? What's your GDPR story? How are you handling bias and explainability? Do you have a proprietary data strategy that's actually legally defensible? And if you're thinking, wait, didn't VCs used to just care about growth at all costs? Yeah, they did. The move fast and break things era apparently now includes a footnote, but maybe don't break GDPR, because that's a 4% of global revenue fine, and we'd prefer not. There's a startup called SECGER that's riding this wave directly. AI. They've built what they're calling an all-in-one compliance platform. Data privacy, information security, whistleblowing channels, anti-money laundering, supply chain compliance, all automated with AI, targeted at mid-market companies that don't have a team of lawyers on staff. They're backed by Look AI Ventures, which is a dedicated AI fund. And the thesis is simple. As AI adoption accelerates, the compliance burden accelerates with it, and most companies aren't ready. And if you're thinking that sounds dry, consider the number. AI on device AI processing, the kind that keeps your data on your device instead of sending it to a cloud server, introduces a 10 to 25% accuracy reduction and 2 to 3 times the latency. Differential privacy, the mathematical technique that lets you train models while protecting individual data points, costs you 5 to 15% accuracy. These are real trade-offs, not hypothetical, and every AI team is making these choices right now, often without fully understanding what they're giving up. AI. The framing I keep coming back to is this. Privacy used to be the thing you bolted on at the end. Now it's a design axis. You have to decide upfront how much data do you actually need, Where does it live? Who can see it? What happens when it leaks? And the companies that are making those decisions explicitly, documenting them, building infrastructure around them, those are the ones that are going to survive the regulatory wave that is absolutely coming. Quick hits before we go. AI, Apex, backed by Sequoia, just launched a dedicated security platform for LLMs. Think governance for prompts, outputs, and data exposure in generative AI workflows. Also, there's a company called Surveilly that's turning regular CCTV cameras into AI safety monitors for factories and construction sites, and they're making a big deal about being privacy aware while doing it, which in the world of workplace surveillance AI is actually a meaningful differentiator. AI. And someone on the internet this week pointed out that privacy-preserving AI is starting to sound a lot like responsibly sourced fast fashion, great marketing, murky implementation. Fair point. Worth watching. Here's the thing connecting all of today's stories. We are at the exact moment where AI goes from being a cool product feature to being core infrastructure, and that transition always forces a reckoning with the boring, unglamorous stuff. The data governance, the audit trails, the consent flows, the residency requirements. AI, the companies that treat that stuff as a competitive advantage rather than a tax are going to be the ones that actually matter in 5 years. The ones that don't, well, the lawsuits will be instructive. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.